As we enter into our lessons and carols, I ask that you join your voices with ours when we sing the hymns, but you may remain seated as we sing those until our final hymn, when I will ask you to stand in body or in spirit. Thank you.
Our first lesson takes us back to the beginning of God's story with us, because to fully understand the Christmas story, the coming of Christ into the world, we need to understand the need for his birth. From Genesis chapter 3, we hear how the world became broken because Adam and Eve did not heed God's instructions. He told them not to eat of the tree of life, but they disobeyed, listening to the voice of the serpent rather than to the word of the Father. When they confessed to God what transpired, God says in part, "And to the man he said, 'Because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree about which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth to you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return.'" Thus began the need for redemption, a way to heal the division between God and man. The world would wait for generations for the story of our redemption to unfold.
Our second lesson from Genesis chapter 22 reminds us that God's promises never stop, even when situations seem impossible. God tells Abraham that through his family blessing will come to the Lord. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of their enemies. And by your offspring shall all nations of the earth gain blessing for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice."
Our third lesson is a message of hope from the prophet Isaiah. Long before Jesus was born, God promised a light in the darkness, a child who would bring peace and joy to everyone. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for of us, a son given to us. authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Great will be his authority, and there shall be an endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness from the time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Our fourth lesson tells us where God's promised Savior would come from. Micah reminds us that even the smallest places can be part of God's greatest plans. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is the ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God.
and they shall live secure. From now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be one of peace.
To receive our tithes and offerings, as we will move directly into our musical offering following this next reading.
Our fifth lesson shares the joyful moment when God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary. He told her she would bear God's son, Jesus, whose kingdom would never end. God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary. The angel said, "Greetings, Mary. The Lord has blessed you. You and is with you. You will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus. He will be called the Son of Most High, and his kingdom will never end. Nothing is impossible with God." Mary listened carefully and replied, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said come true." Filled with joy and trust, Mary celebrated God's plan in her heart. She praised God for his goodness, mercy, and faithfulness. Then the angel left her, and Mary prepared to welcome God's Son into the world.
Thank you.
Prince of Peace, we offer these gifts to you with grateful hearts. In this season of waiting, make us instruments of your peace, gentle in spirit, generous in love, and steadfast in hope. Bless these offerings that they may bring comfort, healing, and light to our community and to all who long for peace. Amen. You can be seated. Okay, now we're excited.
Our sixth lesson brings us to Bethlehem, where Jesus is born in a quiet stable. In this place, God's promise becomes real in the world. At this time, a decree says that everyone has to go to their family's town to be registered. Joseph was from the family of David, so he and Mary traveled to Bethlehem, which was David's home. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to have a baby. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in strips of cloth because there was no room in the inn. She placed him in a manger, a humble place where animals eat.
Christmas night, so Mama girl, there was no room, there.
kingdom crowd goes to.
Our seventh and final lesson tells us how the good news was first shared with the shepherds out in the fields, surprised by the angels and filled with joy as they hurried to meet the newborn Savior. Shepherds were living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared from them, and the glory of God of the Lord shone above all around. The shepherds were afraid, but the angel said, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news of great joy for all the world. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Then a great assembly of angels from the heaven appeared with the first angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all people." The shepherds hurried to Bethlehem to see the baby, and they were filled with joy as they found him, as the angel said.
I invite you to stand in body or in spirit and join us in our closing hymn, number 238, "Angels We Have Heard on High."